We will think together about how to keep and to approach our Kabbalah Ktana. And then throughout this Vaad, we will see a new sugya opening up, which I will not be able to cover the whole thing. That's not shayach, I think so. But it is a beginning of an answer to the question the Mashiach had at the time, when he was dealing with American Bochim Yom Elayit over here in Eretz Yisrael on the Etzem. In a basic way, this is a question which is a question which is nogea to all of the people, because the American culture is now all over. There's not so much anymore that you have a European culture. It's a little bit of a system. It's come out as if you do, you are Canadian and American, then it's two different worlds. You know, it is a different shading. Yeah, so the whole world is now one big shading of a certain American culture. You see, American culture is based on a very big principle. It's called pragmatism. You are pragmatic people. You just do what has to be done. You know, that's what you do. You're pragmatic, you know, and when you can't buy democracy with money, you'll buy it with money. It's a very pragmatic thing. That's what you'll do, yeah? So whatever works does the work, you know? So that is the American culture. And in Aveda, or in Torah, the Americans are frum. Frumkeit. And this pragmatism is not used in Avoida. You are not pragmatic in your Avoida, you are frum. So the Mashkir had a big objection to that. That's a difficulty. Because you have to use your cultural background you have with yourself for Avoidas Hashem. And that is not the case. That wasn't the case. Yeah? When you take Rav Hirsch, was very much in the German culture, where he said that you have to do your duties. That's a very German thing. And he based his chayrev on keeping up your duties, the way he says in his subtitle. Versuche über Israels Pflichten. So Pflichten, that's a thing. It's every German, his heart beats stronger when he hears that word, you know? Because that's a thing which takes him. So everyone had this, that he took Avoida together with the Kalim which were available in humanity at the time. And we are living in a area where we are all pragmatic people. But we didn't find yet the way how to do that. So today we will see that will open up. And we will see that Avoida is one of the most pragmatic things which are there. And then we could go now there, we could go for a long time, for weeks and weeks, to work that out, how that is. But it's a very simple and pragmatic way to be chayzer b'tshuva, the way we'll see today. A very simple way. It's a lot of work, but it's very simple, very pragmatic. It was like this. We saw together that the Avodah Zarah is not Lefi Minyan, it's Lefi Goydel. And we said Goydel means as much as Hashem is entering your life. We spoke about Ava V'Yira. This is a very difficult concept, the Ava V'Yira, that I spoke with about that with people which are Makar V'Rechoykim, and they were very much enraged on me, very much. And I said Ava means that Hashem is guiding your life and entering your life, and you are happy that He does that. They got mad. Well, Ava means this. Ava means that. Yeah, but I think Ava means that you agree besimcha. That's what Ava means, besimcha, that Hashem enters your life. So we spoke about it last time, and now also last time we spoke about the Kabbalah Ktana, and that's why the Kabbalah Ktana you have to keep up strongly, because otherwise your life didn't give any space for the Borei Olam to enter. There we were holding last time. And now there's another mistake. And that mistake opened up to me that the whole thing looks different. Because I also understood like this. And I was asked about that, that you make a Kabbalah Ketaneh, and now this Kabbalah Ketaneh you keep up strongly. You have strongly, in order that you should do that all the times. It's a Kabbalah Ketaneh. You do it all the times you were deciding that you do it once a day, twice a day. And in the end you see that you were keeping it through all the tides of your life, and you're keeping that Kabbalah Ketaneh. That is the ultimate tshuva. Then you were chayzer b'tshuva on this Maaseh Koton. That's the way we are understanding a Kabbalah Ketaneh. Right? Now I want to say, that was like a little bit enjoying for me because I studied once mathematics. This is wrong. Because that we said it's not according to the minyan. And counting till one is also counting. So when you think that the Kabbalah Ketaneh is that you do one Maaseh all the time and you keep it all the time, you are still caught from that thing that you want to be Chayzer Tshuva al pi minyan. Only said al pi a small minyan. What's the smallest minyan? One. No, that's also minyan. And the Bnei Olam does not do it according to the minyan. Never. Huh? Never, ever. It's not according to the minyan. Even one. One is a minyan. One. And that's what you want to do. I have one mice I do, and this one mice I keep up, that's according to the minyan. And we make that mistake, that we don't make 500 things, we make one thing. But that is unbelievable, that we found one thing we do strongly. We are still caught in that minyan business. Because counting till one is counting. And the Bnei Olam is not counting at all. At all. Even not one. No. He does not count. Because the point of the Kabbalah Ketaneh, which you want to keep, is not that you're making a V every single day. That's wrong. That's counting. That's not a V. It is a constant work that you should clean up the way the Bnei Olam should be able to enter. When it's a small place to enter, but it has to be clean. You have to work on that. And when you fail one day to keep your Kabbalah, this is not a sign that you failed in your Kabbalah. The being strong is not keeping up this physical action once a day, and then next day the same action. And then the next day, the same action. No. It's not the physical action every single day. It is not. It is that you are every single day, in a very sincere way, dealing with that one thing. And there are different. There are all different kinds of difficulties coming up. Is it a difficulty of midas? Is it a difficulty of maisim? Is it a difficulty of tchunas hanefesh? All different kinds of difficulties. And then you are dealing with these difficulties because they show you that the place where you want that Hashem should enter your life and guiding you, that place is not yet clean. You have to clean it up more. And that's what you do throughout the year. That's your Kabbalah. That's called Chayzer B'Tshuva. Your Chayzer B'Tshuva that you give the Bnei Olam a place in your life to enter. Yeah? But it's not avoided the minyan. It's not only minyan one. There's one thing I do at the end of Bnei Olam is. That's still according to the minyan. No. It's according to the godless. The godless is, that's a dynamic thing. That you let the Bnei Olam enter your life and guiding your life. Yeah? And this is in this one area. And now, it is a very pragmatic thing. Now you see that begins now. It's a very pragmatic thing. That means I practically have to write down my learning, let's say. I practically have to do that. It's a pragmatic thing. But now I see that I need to have rikus machshove. So the mistake is that I think now I have to work on rikus machshove. Wrong. Wrong. I only have to work on these 20 minutes writing down my chidush Torah. No more. Nothing more. But this one thing which gives the Bnei Olam to enter my life includes self-work too. But the self-work now is much smaller. It is only for 20 minutes and the things which are showing up. Yeah? Things are showing up, they come up, that is a menuchas hanefesh? Is it called rikus hamachshove? Is it called seder? Is it called noishibol v'chaveiroi? Is it called all different kinds of midas? But now, the mistake you do back is that you think, it's niskalit to me, that I have a flaw in my personality, that I'm not noishibol v'chaveiroi, so now I have to be working to be the specialist in noishibol v'chaveiroi. You leave your pragmatism. You leave it. Don't leave that thing. Be pragmatic. Don't be metuchkam. Don't be overly intellectual. Don't do that. Simply be pragmatic. I have to now work on 20 minutes writing down my shtik lachtoira. Every day. That's not too much. 20 minutes sitting next to a paper or computer or whatever you want. And you write. 20 minutes. But now it comes seder. It comes minuchas hanefesh. It comes seder hamachshove. It comes rikus. All different kinds of things, and I have to work on these things. But I work on these things in a very pragmatic way. That means in a very way which is geared towards doing the thing I wanted to do. Yeah? No more. No more. B'shum pon v'oyv no more, because you lose it. B'shum pon v'oyv no more. Only that's what you wanted, but it is including all different kinds of work on your midas, or work on your kirchas hanefesh. So that is a very pragmatic way of self-work. Over here, that is a big revach, unbelievable revach, that we were maviach, that we don't have to even to a less amount of kamus, to a less amount to come on to those things which don't work, you know. You have to be actually work with Yirah Shamayim, for sure. But actually it's kosher onshon shalom and yoshim shal treles. I tried to work with that for 10 years, didn't do the job. So it doesn't work. And then you say, also in midas, you have to go every single day, and you have to be zboinen, and make a cheshbon hanefesh, and you have to make your circle of the midas, what is the best midas, the way the Alishur says, and what's the worst midas, and you have to go for that, and you have to work on that, and then you are marking yourself after years and years of working. Who did it? Who does it? You know? And who does it in the way which he can be, even partly sure that he got his midah, you know? What I heard already from people, which they told me, my good midah is this. Wow. Omen, keini rotz, I don't think so. And my bad midah is that. No. I think it's much worse. So whatever. So this is unbelievable. People, they look at themselves and they sit in their armchair and they think a little bit, you see, those are people which were big. Those are people which were working. Those are people which the ruchnistike work was a reality. And they worked like unbelievable people to get there. And we don't do that. We are pragmatic people. Yeah? And this pragmatism is not used. We don't use it for avoida. But we could use it for avoida, because that's what the Kabbalah Ketana is. The Kabbalah Ketana is exactly such a pragmatic way that we take something which we want to happen, you know. I want to be able to write my Shtik Lach Teira there, yeah? Or my Shtikul Teira. And now I write it down, and now I meet all different kinds of difficulties which I have to deal with them. So that is the first step in this sugya, that you see that the Bira Olam is guiding your life. He is guiding your life in these 20 minutes. You give him an entrance there. Yeah? So this is important. And now that's the sugya, it begins to be much bigger. This is important, that you are letting someone guide your life. And in a normal way, we are arranging ourselves, not letting someone guide. That's right? We don't let someone guide, we arrange ourselves. We are nizhar not to do an aveira or things like this, and then my life is not guided by anything. My life is simply shrinking to an amount that it will not hit the wall, but it's not guided by something. It's the life is mitzumtzum in a certain way. That's the way someone put it, or whatever it is. So I want to show you that. So this is first time I understood, but it's only a beginning. The first time I understood that what Rabban says, and in Chazal also there is things like this, that we said there are two koiches. One koich is called Ave, Avas Hashem, which you don't know really what that means, but that means that you are happy through the learning, through the understanding, the tzivuim, whatever it is, but you are happy that the Rotzen Hashem is guiding your life. Yeah? Or Yira means that you are understanding that someone bigger is there in your reality, which you have to be careful not to tamper with his Rotzen. Yeah? So that is Ave v'Yira. So all the Rishonim say Ave is there for Kiyum Mitzvahs, and Yira is there for Aveiros. So this is the point. We have to work on that, that we should have this possibility that we, in an active way, give the Bira Olam to enter our lives. That means working in that sense on Avas Hashem. Yeah? Working in that sense. It's not a big thing, Avas Hashem. They don't take that in a spooky way. It's very, also a very pragmatic thing. But simply, you give him that he should be the one which guides your 20 minutes. That means that what are you making a rikus, or what are you making a seder in your writing or in your thoughts, that is a thing which you understand, that is the Rotzen Hashem which tells you to do that. It's not only that you are not doing an aveira for measure 20 minutes, you are shrinking. No, you do a thing, practically. But you let the Rotzen Hashem guide you, and there you will meet difficulties, because there will be things which are standing in your way, and you have to arrange yourself, but only these 20 minutes, but you have to go for that. That is what all of the Rishonim say, all of them. And there's a big sugya, we could do it in the Shmon Esra, we could do it wherever you want, but the big sugya, all the Rishonim say that Ave comes first. And I always thought Ave comes first out of an intellectual pursuit, that Ave is the bigger koyach, the way the Ramban says, it's higher, you know, that is like, that has first preference for etzem, and here is second. No, yes, nothing secondary, nothing first. Simply, when you want that someone should guide your life, you have to guide that you are accepting that in your positive actions, there is someone in there. I give you a dogma, which is a very good dogma for the American Sibo, which are exposed to modern orthodoxy. And you see how you could learn that. There is a sefer which is called Evan Schleimer from the Gaon. Richard Malta made it out of quotations of the Gaon. Evan Schleimer. And there is, I think his son put Haggoyes underneath. And in one of the Haggoyes he says, one of the most, of the biggest reasons why people don't keep halacha is because they don't learn. And when they don't learn, they think everything is awesome. And when they think everything is also, then it's too heavy, and then they say, okay, it's not for me, and I do that without considering the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, for example, Hilchas Ribis. In Hilchas Ribis, people think it's everything also. So when they don't consider Hilchas Ribis, and they're over Isure Doraisa. But when you would be a Talmid Chochem, then you would know Hilchas Ribis al Burioi, and you would find a way how to find a way how to do it beheter. And then you could make the business and do it better, and you are not Eivra Yisro Deraisa. That's what he says. Now when I would say that in the modern Orthodox Tzibur, they would just be delighted. They would say, you see, we have a Mesoiris from the Beis Medesh, from the Goel, that we have to be careful that our worldly Ratzoinus should be able to be Mekuyim, and we have to arrange the halacha according to our worldly Ratzoinus. That's the way you would learn it, and I would throw you out of the Beis Medrash with the stender and the chair, and the glass will break, and I'll throw you out, you know, because that is not what is meant here. That is not even a superficial way to read it. That is a negia to read it like this. He didn't mean it. He meant like this. When you learn the halacha, then you are able to accept that Hashem is guiding your business. Only He guides it in His way, and you'll see magically that you will be able to make business in the ways of Hashem. Magically you'll see that. That when you know really what Hashem wants in Hilchas Ribis, you'll say you can deal with your business together with the Rotson of Hashem, and He will guide you in your business. That's what He meant. That's what He meant. Yeah. That's what means what we spoke last time. Keitzad aderech la'avosoi. How are you loving the Boreh Olam through that you learn? Because when you learn, you'll see that this Rotson Hashem is not against your life. This Rotson Hashem goes together, and you can let yourself being guided from that Rotson Hashem, and it will be livable. Huh? That's what he means there. Yeah? So that is a classical way of Avas Hashem, that you know that the halachas and the Rotson from the Boreh Olam are able to guide you in your endeavor. Yeah? So that's what you have to do. 20 minutes. That's it. That's it. Very pragmatic. But then, that will change you. And you will turn over into a different person. You will be a different person, because you have to work on your midas. But you see, you don't have to work on your midas the way you think. You think always that, or you think according to minyan, and you think, be'etzim, I have to be chayzer b'tshuva on 500 things. Only, I make only one Kabbalah, but it's, instead of counting 1, 2, 3 till 500, I count till 1. No, it's not according to counting Bichlal. Yeah, not according to counting. No. And then the other thing is that you think the opposite way around. You think, I make a certain self-analysis. That people come to me all the time. They think, I make a self-analysis, and I think that the main point by me is achrayus. Someone today came to me like this. My point is achrayus. Now I look around. Where could I be mekayim, this terrible flaw in my personality, to get out of that? Where could I take up achrayus? You think the opposite way around. You don't think pragmatically, you think idealistically. The ideal is to reach a stage of absolute achrayus. That's the ideal. I understand I can't make that ideal happen in 1 year, so the Kabbalah Ketana means I take that big ideal, which is called being an achrayistike person, and I am concentrating this ideal into one little action, and that little action will burn through my heart and make a hole there, and then I will be an achrayistike person. Bemikzas, but achrayistik. So this is the non-pragmatic way to think. You think in an idealistic way, you see that. You think in an ideal. I have to be a sovereign, I have to be a palachrayas, I have to all be all these things. No, I don't have to be anything. Gurnish. Let's take the things really face value. I don't have to be anything. I simply have to be mekayim rotzen Hashem. I have to do a mitzvah. So I have to make a Kabbalah Ketana. Now you see, with your own eyes, you see how happy we are that we have mitzvahs. Because this whole mahalach, when you have no mitzvahs, turns over into a very cheap mahalach to be like a more refined person. And you stay with Chochma Yevonis Neto, you know. There's nothing, no one guides your life, there's no Rotzen Hashem showing up, there's nothing showing up. You simply, you know, there's a list, you know, Achrayas, Savlonas, Chesed, loving kindness, you call that in English. Vice-versa, you don't do so many Chesed, you know, otherwise you don't have such a long word, you know. But you say Chesed, Achrayas, Savlonas, Emes, all the lists, you know, that's a person which is an Odom Asholi. Yeah? And now, what do? I have to be chayzer b'tshuva. Let's take one of the lists, this one, and I will do it. No, I can't do the whole thing. So I do a maise katan from this big list. Yeah? That's what the way you look at yourself. I look at myself in a very pragmatic way. Why? Because I have Torah mitzvahs. I have to write my Torah down. That's a part of learning Torah. I have to make my Torah clear. That's a part of learning Torah. And I do it 20 minutes. I can't do it the whole day. What shall I do? I do that only 20 minutes. I begin from the other side. I begin from the side of the practice. And I do this maise for 20 minutes. That's it. Now, but what will be these 20 minutes? There will be things showing up. And I will meet myself being absolutely without achrayas. I will meet myself without noishe bonu chaveroi. in the learning Torah, I don't think about whether someone will understand what I wrote. That's not interesting for me. I'm not loisim aluch averoi. And now I have to be metaketzeit. Now, don't go back to that list. Don't do that. Because we are not idealistic people. We are pragmatic. I don't go into any list. I simply work on myself regarding these 20 minutes. And that's it. No more. But that's change. I change. And I am Baal Tshuva. I'm a different person. Because I change. And then I can grow. And then I can develop. And then I can grow into different areas. And that's a very practical thing to do. You see, it's the most practical thing. And this is now including a world of midas and the world of avoider. Because whenever you are able to bring into this Kabbalah Ktana also Ave and also Yire, definitely you can do that. Where I try to explain only a little bit, you can do that. Then you can go through this loophole with all of your avoiders Hashem, for sure. Because that's it. Then all of your avoiders Hashem is able to go through that. Yeah? But that's the whole world. That's our whole world. Someone is guiding my life. We lost that. Yeah? We lost that. We arrange our lives. Yeah? But someone is guiding. Oh, we decide about our lives. This, all these Western civilization reminiscence of Greek philosophy, you know, which we have to be big people and nice people and good characters and all these nice things. And always you meet that. This is always what you meet when I say that in America. This is always, but you know, you have to work on character refinement. You know, people tell me that, why in yeshiva you don't learn two story Musar and one Seder Mishneh Berurah, and that's it. Yeah? The people ask me that, you should learn the whole day Musar, you know, the whole day character refinement. Yeah, but this is a thing which is not practical. It's not pragmatic. No, that is a thing which stems from an idealistic people, idealistic picture, what a human being could be, you know. But that doesn't do the job, because we are pragmatic people. So let's be pragmatic and let's stay with that. That's our culture. But in that culture too, you can make a real change in your personality. Yeah? That, because there are mitzvahs there, but there are no mitzvahs, you can't do it. I hope you see that. Without mitzvahs, you can't do that. Because without mitzvahs, it's always fluid, you know. But the mitzvahs don't know, I have to write that down. I have to do this simple action. I have to do this simple thing that I'm a chaven in the first bracha in Shmona Esra. This I have to do. There's no, it's a practical thing, you know. But now this itself makes showing up all different kinds of midas and koiches, which I have to deal with them around that small miser. And then I was chayes b'tshuva. Then every single bar das understands, now I was chayes b'tshuva. And now I have a tikva in these 7 days, or in these 5 days, or whatever is left from Aseres b'tshuva. I have a tikva that I can reach Yom Kippur in a way that I was chayes b'tshuva. 100%. For sure. For sure you can't do that. For sure you can reach Yom Kippur, and by Yom Kippur you say, I have a Kabbalah Ktana, which this Kabbalah Ktana is a very pragmatic thing, and it's connected to a mitzvah. It's not only emerging from a midah, it's connected to a mitzvah, and it's one pragmatic thing. I will do it, but I will together with that work on the difficulties which show up. And when once I did not, but I wasn't matzliach, I did not succeed to do that, to do this Kabbalah, that doesn't mean I lost it. Yeah? That would lefi minyan. Lefi minyan, I would lose it. No, you don't go lefi minyan at all. You know, you didn't lose it. It didn't, it only simply showed up another realm of work which you have to work through in order to be Mekayim, this Kabbalah Ktana. I think it's a very simple thing. It's very straightforward, it's very simple, but that is a new area of work, you know? And there you see that we reach now a point that we use our pragmatic, very simple, pragmatic, down-to-earth character, which today is prevalent everywhere, you know, we are simply practical people, you know, pragmatic people. You use that, and you don't leave it, do not leave it, otherwise you lose the whole thing. Do not leave that, but together with that, you work on yourself. And then you are chayav b'tshuva in a way which is fitting you. Yeah? So I think that's a very big thing, that's a very big new approach to this Kabbalah Ktana, which makes very much sense, and it will show you that Hashem is guiding your life. You have, again, this Ava v'yira, that the Ava's Hashem is guiding you, that in a practical sense you have to be guided, not only keep your fingers off, only be practically guided. That is a question also of Limud Torah, the way Rashi says, you have to know a little bit what Hashem wants from you, you know, and you have to be aware what Hashem wants from you, but then you definitely can do it, because it's only 20 minutes, it's only 15 minutes, that's it. Okay? So I think that's one of the most important things which you could contemplate before Yom Kippur, and that enables you to make tshuva definitely. Okay? So that's what I wanted to say. There are now new people over here have to say that always, that I didn't ask Mechila, so I will do that this week. So first of all, when you spoke about me, so that's okay. Most probably you were right, whatever you said, and it is my problem whenever you spoke about me, because I speak Barabbi. So that's the risk of a person who speaks Barabbi. And I don't want you to speak about me, then what shall I do? I have to cease to give Rabbi. Then you will not speak about me. But as long as I speak Barabbim, that's the risk. So that's okay. That's a Mechila Gemara. Don't ask for Mechila, please. Yeah, that's okay. But I myself, once I make a mistake, I want to explain that why. Because I saw it in the Shmon Esra. We say, that means our lives, I should speak about them. Today, people don't do that so much. Yeah? So you think, on my ability to eat and digest and breathe. No. Al Chayenu means about my life story. So that's maybe very actual, because I myself, and you would know where I'm coming from. You know, I'm coming from a home which was non-observant, and now I have a frak, that's a big asset. when I think about my life, what Hashem did to me, and till today does to me, I can't believe that. So, a lot of times, I bring dugmos. You will not find so soon a rabbi which tell you, boruch, check, ato, bank. No one will tell you that, you know. I don't know whether that happens by anyone than me, but the suspect is kayer, you know. There is, could be that is someone else also like that, yeah. So, but I have no problem with that, because I think my life is not my personal asset, is Nesapati Losecho Al Chayenu. I speak about that. Now I make the mistake that I assume that other people also think like this about their own life. And this is not always the case, yeah? And then once in a while I know some story which is a very good story, and I tell that over, and I try not to mention a name, you know, but it's a very good story, and then the person gets insulted because, why do you speak about me? I didn't speak about you, I simply had a good story, you know? So then whenever that happened to you, and that was Pergea in you, I did not want to be Pergea in anyone. I have no intention to be Pergea in any person. It is not my intention. I only think that life is a very important thing, and that the Torah is a living thing that's very important. And today that gets forgotten, you know. We think Torah is an abstract thing. No, it's a very practical thing. And Ashkoch is a very practical thing. So that's why I do it. I know that I make a mistake. I have not so much the feeling. I grew in that. I don't want to tell you now. I grew in that feeling. I am better than once, but not yet there. So whenever I was forgetting anyone, I really want to apologize, and I didn't mean it, and I bet Mechila really whenever someone got insulted. Okay, so you should have a good Yom Kippur and a good Yom Tov, and we'll see each other in Mirtz Hashem next month. So that's a little bit unclear, because Mirtz Hashem, I'll go over a dira. I don't know yet when exactly, what will be with me in the beginning of Cheshvan, I do not know, but when Kai will be in contact somehow. Yeah, and things will be known whenever you want. In Cheshvan, in the winter, we'll go and say avad, perhaps on this thing, perhaps on other things. We'll see what. Okay, Adkam.